This is most unfortunate. To lose a scullery maid on Christmas Eve.
But Edith never was very good at timing, was she?
We can count ourselves lucky, Doctor, that the most famous amateur sleuth in London was being entertained upstairs at the time of this most unhappy accident.
Quite so.
You will be able to solve this case before morning, won't you, Doctor? I don't want it spoiling Christmas. Not when I've got my plum puddings all ready and cooling next door.
Well, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without one of your plum puddings.
I assume, Doctor, we can safely conclude it was suicide?
Well, probably not. It's impossible to suffocate yourself on a sink plunger. You need someone to hold the other end, you see?
Oh, don't he talk posh with all his scientific terms. Hold the other end, indeed.
Well, Edith was a very stupid girl, Doctor. She may not have known it was impossible when she did it.
She certainly wasn't the brightest button on the waistcoat.
Well, that's as may be. Could you leave us alone, please? Miss Pollard and I have some investigating to do.
Even the best amateur sleuths in London need some privacy to do their sleuthing in.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, staff, obey the Doctor in all things. Except in matters concerning the household.
Yes, Mrs. Shaughnessy.